The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 158. Welcoming in the Sirius audience. Now, what are we, over 1 week old? What is it, 2 weeks now? I can't even keep track anymore. Almost 2 weeks. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin behind the glass. We'll get to crack here momentarily. First, we get tweets at Beating the Book. I want to try to get to as many of these as possible. Love you guys. All the feedback here. Forrest Lehman, Casey and the Sunshine Band, my first concert at the Minnesota State Fair circa 1979. Keep It Coming, Love. Yes, one of their hits. Not one of their biggest hits, but it was a big hit. But not one of their most recognizable, I would say, to the casual. Touchdown Jesus, winner in real time on air. Hashtag Jesper DeYoung. Yes, we got it done at plus 146. James Sott showing me the lights going out. They didn't pay the electric bill, apparently, in Montpellier for that one. DJ and Southern Gent, yo, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to violently disagree with Coach Belichick. The Lombardi Trophy ain't broke. Don't try to fix it. Also, Saquon can score two touchdowns and not get MVP, but can he win MVP without scoring two touchdowns? Odds for each are close. These are some of the calculations you have to make in your head on this. Chris Heath, Dallas Goedert MVP is now 50-1. I got him at 100-1 and 125-1 at Caesars. Thanks, Will Hill. Corbin, talk about Will Hill, the sports book, I think. Corbin, or maybe Will Hill or Will Hill. Corbin, young me turns to my mom and goes, Mom, what's Casey and the Sunshine Band to go on in life and realize how many damn good songs they've had through the years? Casey at the Super Bowl back in the day would have been fire. Yes, it would have been. H.W. Casey and the Horns, are you kidding me? Brosek, 1870. If Jason's not on tomorrow, how will I know what to bet on Mexican baseball? And if I should back his girl, Rose Zhang? Also, according to Flash Score, the tennis match lost power. Yes, it did. New York Mets 16, talking about the Adam Silver proposal to go from 12-minute to 10-minute quarters in the NBA. Since if the NBA goes to 10-minute quarters, I think their scoring system should be corrected to what I believe it should have always been, and that is points per minute. This metric is also a great way to measure most improved player. Scott, I could not agree with you more that stats will get completely, they'll get all janky if you go from 12 minutes to 10 minutes. So the only way to properly sort of adjust is by the methods that you're just talking about. You got to do more clever metrics. Larry Meir, a Bob Seger song just came on and he looks like a homeless individual asking us what the spread is on a game from last night. Just like old times. Miss y'all. Crew in the closet at the D. Oh, that's from Larry back in the closet. Okay, Ryan Thompson, remember those two Larry Brown interceptions? Quarterback wide receiver miscommunications, and Neil O'Donnell threw both right to him. Yes, in the Super Bowl I was referencing where Larry Brown had two picks, not three. You're absolutely right, Ryan. It was just, he threw it right to him, and Larry Brown could have fair caught them. Scotty B, 726, Barkley MVP feels like Ray Lewis. If the Eagles win, they want to give it to him. And then Forrest Lehman adds, in regards to a Philly proxy, Saquon could score two touchdowns and they lose. Actually, a nice hedge against the KC future. So everybody's sort of contemplating that MVP talk. Oh, I lied. One more. David J. Larry Brown made two picks in Super Bowl 30. This one always got to me. Neil O'Donnell could not have made it any easier for Brown. All he had to do was not drop them. Lamest Super Bowl MVP award ever. We'll get to the others coming up. But now, ladies and gentlemen, it's Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger.
Hey, how we doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for doing the Vegas Lifestyle Megapod yesterday.
Oh, it was great.
Appreciate it.
It was good. I think I got about 7 or 8 words in. Hold on. Let me see here. Hold on.
For the beginning, I think I got 7 or 8 words in.
boom. All right.
That's right. We're off.
Esther's Kitchen. We didn't. I talked about it for a second. Last week, though.
Yes.
And I want to just kind of expand on it a little more. I never expected that. They make the pasta homemade in-house.
Yes.
And I went by what the waitress said, and she was absolutely spot on. Very hard to get in, though, but a great spot down in the Arts District there. Oh, my God. I loved it.
I have brought up Esther's Kitchen many times before.
Okay.
Esther's Kitchen downtown, it is now bigger. They moved to a bigger space.
Okay.
So they it's not quite that they lack a little charm that they used to have. If you're into charm,
right,
that's gone by the wayside. But the first time I went, is my buddy Dan Taborga, and he is a bit of a foodie. And he says to me, he goes, Gil, I'm just going to tell you what to order. Just order the spaghetti. And okay. I'm like, there's this bad, you know, there's this vast menu with all this other stuff. By the way, right. the bread is glutinous. And so I'm like, all right, Dan, fine. I'll do what you tell me. I'll order the spaghetti. It is spectacular.
Wow. No, I was really, yeah. just really didn't get to talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
It's in a cool area, the Arts District. They have like those boutiques, like, you know, antique vintage clothing stores and that kind of stuff. Lots of food choices. Really good there. But something I didn't get to say on the show yesterday that I wanted to tell you about the different podcasts that I listen to in town for food. So if you guys are foodies,
okay,
these are the local podcasts. I don't know any of them personally. Never. I'd love to meet a couple of them because, like, this guy, Danny, that Food and Travel with Danny the Medic. He's hysterical.
Danny
the Medic makes me laugh so much, but he's an Asian guy, wears a hat, and he's so cool about how he doesn't really like a lot of really culturally Asian foods, and but yet he doesn't speak, but yet he's great. He goes all over town. I like him.
What's wrong with you, Danny Domenic, that you don't like culturally Asian foods?
And he drinks tap water. As he says, I drink tap water only. Vegas has really bad water. You have to drink bottled water here in Vegas. Do not drink the tap water.
Do you remember the old
studies done on this? Very bad.
You remember the old Miller Lite commercials? But don't drink the water.
Right. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, not about Vegas, but still.
Vegas with Chin, Shin. Fantastic. He has great food reviews. Norma. I don't know if I'm saying her name right. Norma Jelly or Geli. Let's Eat Vegas. They're the three that I always watch. So they're great lifestyle, Vegas lifestyle podcast of foodie. So also I watched Blackjack Apprenticeship. I wanted to say this yesterday. I just couldn't get to it. Black, I don't know who the guy is, and I'm sorry I don't know your name. He's really good though. He interviews he's just so smooth and clean the way he comes across, and the shocking amount of casino personnel that will call surveillance based on someone simply getting lucky. And he talks about
the profiling.
The profiling, how bad.
So bad.
But he interviews great guests, and I really like him. So that's just some of the things I didn't get to mention yesterday, including with the, you know, that 888 Japanese barbecue I mentioned. Don't confuse that with the 888 Korean barbecue, which is literally a quarter of a mile away. The Japanese one, it's on the corner of Decatur and Spring Mountain. Cannot get in, though. You have to go on. You don't just go and show up. You have to go on their waiting list, which is on Yelp, which closes around 5 o'clock for the night. That's how packed they're open till 1 a.m. by the way, which I love, a late night spot where and it's all you can eat Japanese barbecue. It's a little bit, quality is a little bit better. So I don't know anyone. By the way, it doesn't help me. I can't get in any quicker giving them a plug. But
or you could listen to the 14th annual Vegas Lifestyle Pod of Beating the Book and get this and more restaurant recommendations that we did. But yes, I mean, you're making me hungry, man. I want to eat now. But that Spring Mountain you mentioned, when people come into town, right, they're strip focused, or for our audience, they go to Circa. That's kind of the list. But every once in a while, someone's adventurous enough to stray, and Spring Mountain Road is probably the greatest hidden gem. Not even hidden. It's the greatest gem of Vegas because there is so much great food up and down Spring Mountain.
There is.
It's just incredible. Yeah.
You mentioned some that I wrote down. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Gil has some really I wrote them down on my list. I was like, I gotta go. I don't want to spoil. Let people go to the thing. But you mentioned some that I wrote down that were fantastic.
Beating the Book, 14th annual Vegas Lifestyle. Can you believe we did 14 years of it?
Wow.
14
Can you believe
years.
I was never invited on it? Yeah. 14 years.
And then when you finally did, you got 7 or 8 words in.
I got a few words in.
did.
I tell you, I've never met Mark Meltzer.
Yes.
But I liked him.
Oh, he's great.
He knows his stuff.
He does. He absolutely does.
Yeah, he's a great follow on Twitter.
At Melts Vegas.
And then of course Fez. Fez, you know, he's out every day.
Well, see, the Fez part of it, again, we talked about it yesterday on the show. Fez is there to like let you know how you can like
get free stuff.
Free stuff. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, getting Vegas bargains and stuff. People love that kind of stuff.
Yeah. The only thing as a host that I have to kind of balance is, what is the percentage of the audience listening to that podcast that is A, from out of town, probably 95%, right?
Right.
And then of that 95%, what percentage is willing to make the extra effort to capitalize on what Fez's great advice is? But requires, like, again, I always use my buddies from DC. If I say to them, if I'm like, hey, guys, you should do this, after a while, they're going to be like, okay, shut up, Gil. We're just going to go drink and play blackjack, right?
Right,
so their attention span for such things is limited to about 6 seconds.
Yeah.
And I think that represents most people.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And when you get here, too, you always like you have plans when you're home every day. You're jonesing. Like I used to, when before I lived here 20 some years ago.
Man.
I used to watch Vegas Vacation with Chevy Chase
just to get you pumped.
He's out of the car looking with the kid and the, you know and that. And so you have plans. I'm going to do this on the second day. This on the third day. By the time the second day comes, all the plans are just kaput because you've blown 1,500 plane craps.
Did you used to get that feeling before I lived here too? And well before I came to Vegas hundreds of times, but I remember when the first, 20 times I came, did you just get that feeling that when the plane landed, you could not wait?
Of course.
God, you're like, oh, get off the plane. I can't wait to get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, when you're leaving.
No, I'm saying when I can't wait to get out of this plane. So I can go to the casino. Yeah.
Right. So real quick before we go to break, I read some of the comments and stuff, and I try to get back to people, especially on my podcast that I do with John Orlando and Randy McKay. I get back to people because I feel that they're taking their time to respond. Yeah. I get back to them. You have one of your geniuses that followed you guys on the show that this is his takeaway from the show. We've so fortified, packed with information last week and the week before. He said, I bet you that guy with the hat is bald underneath the hat. That's your takeaway from the show? My friend, congratulations. You get, not the Cadillac, you get the box of steak knives. That's second prize for knowing that. You're the amazing Kreskin times two.
Kreskin.
You get the box of steak knives you get.
Wow.
That's his takeaway from the show.
Yeah.
Imagine all the stuff. People can't help themselves under anonymity. They have such miserable lives.
Oh,
they just want to take it on
the
others.
Courage.
That's the takeaway.
The courage of anonymity.
Wow.
We're all very
genius.
Aware of the courage of anonymity. Yeah, come say it to his face. That's right. Kreskin reference, by the way.
Amazing.
I didn't see that
Kreskin.
Guy. Crackman, Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter, host along with John Orlando of Wise Cracks. That's his podcast. More with Bill on the other side. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
No big game is complete without a classic game of squares, but this year make it even better with Circa Squares bets from Circa Sports. How about that? We all know the pain of pulling those terrible numbers. Well, not anymore. With Circa Squares, you get to choose your square and the numbers you want. Each square has its own odds, so you're always in control of your bet. Download the Circa Sports Nevada app today, place your Circa Squares bet, turn your big game into a big win with Circa Sports. Gil Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book, Torch D. At Torch D15, caught Saquon to win Super Bowl MVP at plus 850 on DraftKings before the championship games kicked off. I dropped a hammer on it, and by hammer, I mean $17.63 because DraftKings limits all my bets. There you go.
Wow. That seems like 850. That's
before last week. That's still a great price before last week. Bruce Dobigan, can you tell from decades in press boxes full of people working on deadline, there is little time for reflection on MVP and the confusion? Most voting is a reflex by folks waiting for the elevator down to dressing room. So don't overthink. That, by the way, is great advice when betting on Super Bowl MVP. It really is true. They're guys with votes and girls with votes just waiting on an elevator to get out of the press box. We're like, Mahomes. It's really, that's the problem with Super Bowl MVP, again, vis-a-vis season-long awards. Stringfellow Hawk, our buddy, who we met outside the studio here a few months back.
Good guy.
Hi, fellas, great Megapod, going to save all your food and casino recommendations. When I'm in Vegas, I'm out on business, and I don't have time to tour the city and see the local spots. New York Mets 16, outside of the obvious three, A.J. Brown for MVP for me. A lot of talk about him this year, and he has the talent to make the one-on-one plays, break a tackle for a long run, score multiple touchdowns. He can make Hurts' yardage look better with his great catches and his yak. James Fessler, gimme Chiefs linebacker Nick Bolton at plus 50,000. Was that 5,000 to 1 for MVP in a low scoring game? Good candidate for 10 tackles, a sack, a forced fumble, fumble recovered, tipped interception in that kind of game. He actually had a touchdown last Philadelphia KC Super Bowl. Karloftis at 150 to 1, another good defensive record candidate. James Fessler, let me tell you something. If Nick Bolton gets MVP, I'm remembering you. The numbers, guys. I've been to Vegas 3 times in the last 20 years, so not an expert. Let me say this, Gil and Bill. I hate having to scramble to find food after midnight. Herbs and rye. Get a nice steak at 4 a.m. That's a Vegas hack. The only thing I would say, though, is turn up the lights at Herbs and Rye. I want to see my steak.
I like dark restaurants, though.
Yeah, but
I do.
But pitch
it's
black?
Really black. It's really dark there. Yeah, no, I like Herbs and Rye.
I feel like I'm 700 years old when I'm in there. I'm like, could you turn on the lights a little bit?
You know, that used to be a restaurant called the Venetian You know, 100 years ago. No, you know, like literally 40, 50 years ago. That was a place like all the mob guys went. Sinatra was in that building many times. And, you know, I had Sinatra's assistant on my show that worked for him for 16 years. So
they also have a steak happy hour.
Yeah, it's what's it, five to six. 5 to 6, and then midnight to close.
Yes, so in other words, half price steaks.
Yeah.
Just substitute liquor
for steaks.
I have
to admit, I'm an idiot. I never get there for that.
I don't either.
I'm not lining up outside in the cold for to save $16. Well, yeah. It's not 16, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. That's funny. I just met someone outside here, and he's like, oh, guys, you forgot to mention the Circus Steakhouse yesterday. He's right. That's a very good steakhouse. You can go to the bar. Like, he's a single guy. He's like, or he's here alone. He said he was wondering which one to go to. He's going to go to the bar. I said, it's a great place to go. You can go to the Circus Steakhouse, go to the bar, and watch them make your steak in front of you. It's great. Right on the grill.
Oh,
it's really a great spot.
Yeah.
The Steakhouse, really good. So
the gem inside of Circus, you would say?
I was, more than that. Whatever the one, whatever the strongest you could say, that's the gem. Just be careful, you know, in there.
Whatever the strongest, head on a swivel.
Better than Boulder Highway, but it's interesting.
What did you say you wanted to bring up?
Just so much stuff. Jesus. All right, let's just go.
Yeah.
Has this been talked about at all on this network? Not only this show, on this network, the Bet Chris Sportsbook?
Oh, I have not brought it up yet, but I know what you're talking about.
I don't think anyone else probably even did either.
So you go ahead. You brought it up.
Bet Chris.
Yes.
That's right.
Bookmaker,
Bet
in other words.
Chris. Listen, it's not Bookmaker. That's a separate company. Nothing to do with Bet Chris. Bet Chris, I think they closed to the U.S. in 2007 or 8. Whenever that Black Friday was or Black, whatever, they closed to the U.S. Yes. Many have tried. The Bodog brand, which is now Bovada.
Yeah.
The Five Dimes brand.
Bodog.
Tony.
Yeah.
They've all tried.
Tony.
Let me be blunt. Pinnacle has tried.
Yeah.
They've all tried to get legal in the United States. Bet Chris has succeeded.
Yeah.
Bet Chris opened in Arizona 2 days ago. I was scheduled to go make the first bet there,
across
the border, and go make the first bet.
They contacted you?
And it went down. The site went down. The regulators, it was supposed to be set for noon. I went with Vegas Horse Pools, great guy. He runs Spank Odds for Spanky.
Mm-hmm.
And we were set. We went and had breakfast, and then we were going across the border. And we were told, don't cross the border. By the way, that's also being said in a lot of different circles now. But this one, don't cross the border. And to go to Arizona to make this bet until yesterday, and I couldn't do it. I had shows to do yesterday. So Vegas Horse Pools went with, and Adam Bjorn, B-J-O-R-N, too. But Adam Bjorn.
Was that Bet Bash?
They recorded it, made their first bet, Bet Chris, legal in the United States.
It's amazing.
I have to be real blunt.
It's amazing.
It's the most craziest word that I can come up with. Let's use amazing, but it's amazing to the tenfold that this happened. It's amazing. This is unbelievable. They also have Prime Sportsbook. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn. I think that they're together, but it's Prime Sportsbook also. And you'll notice it's the same line as Bet Chris.
But Bookmaker and Bet Chris no longer together is what you're saying?
Bookmaker, Bet Chris, separate companies.
Separate companies.
Oh, I don't think they'd ever legalize it then. But
I was saying, weren't they the same back in the day? Am I making that up?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Maybe I've strayed into an area.
But, because they listen to the show, by the way.
Oh, I know they do.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I know they do.
They listen to the show.
I know.
In the office in faraway places. So
I know, because
and we're giving them a good plug here. We're not saying nothing bad.
Yeah.
I'm all for Bet Chris being in the United States. I'm all for Pinnacle being in the United States.
We are.
I'm all for places that take your bets and move on action and take sizable bets. And but then again, I'm all for the sites that are, believe it or not, I'm all for the FanDuel's, DraftKings, BetMGM, Caesars too, because they take so many different type of bets, they can't get those lines right. So if you don't let me bet, I'm still going to bet. Don't worry. But so I'm all for the different variety of bets too. Maybe Bet Chris offers not as many prop bets or something. But however, if you want to bet a lot of money, Bet Chris is your place.
And generally speaking, why you're characterizing it as amazing, or whatever word you want to use, is because the history of this was, there was a moment in time where this would never have happened.
Oh God,
never.
I would have bet a large amount of money. This would never happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's big news in the industry.
It is big news.
I told someone that's offshore about this, and they told me, you're crazy. I said, listen, you wait for the next couple of weeks. I knew about it for the last couple of months.
Yeah.
I said, you wait and see. He goes, Bill, you've heard wrong. Something's wrong. There's no way they're using the Bet-Chris name. I said, they're using Bet-Chris. Yes, they are. And, you know, it took a lot, I guess, to do this. But I hope they go nationwide. I hope there is, you know, the more competition, the better it is for guys like me. And I'll be blunt, for guys like you.
Yes.
It's better for both of us. It's better to have tennis odds at another spot.
Of course.
It's better to have, so the more books, the better for our guys like us.
I tried to bet a Kentucky Derby horse yesterday at Caesars.
Right.
All right. They got a million horses, right? The Derby's not till May. What are we? January. Derby's not till May. So, you know, like Johnny Avello used to do this at the Wynn. So there's a million horses up there that you can bet on. In other words, these horses, no matter who you bet on, no matter which horse you bet on, is unlikely to win. And if you try to bet it on the app, right? It was like, let's try $100. Let's try $75. Let's try $50. I'm sorry, your stake is too high.
Sick.
What are we doing?
And what Gil's talking about, it's an action bet. There's 100 horses listed
I'm
for
giving
a 15
you $50.
Horse, right, for yeah. a 15 horse field.
By the way, the flip side of that is, right? Let's say they took your $50 bet.
Right.
And that horse somehow, at the ridiculous odds, ends up winning. You're going to be more angry at the win, W-I-N. You're going to be more angry by the fact that you won it at a limited bet to $50.
Definitely.
Than you would have been if you weren't, you know, like, it's like, they make it so aggravating. It's like, oh, because if you win at 50, oh, I only won $2,000 on this long shot horse where I should have won so much more on.
Definitely.
So anyway, you're absolutely right. Competition begets innovation.
By the way, yesterday on The Lifestyle, me and Fez, none of us knew. Someone's going to answer us now.
Yes.
If Bet Fred is still booking at the Hard Rock. Well, Hard Rock. I just said Hard Rock.
Yeah, Jesus. Virgin. Yeah.
At Virgin.
Yeah.
Now, I know they're going to be thrown out, but they were open for a little while, but I don't think they ever got an app. But are they booking at the counter there? Which, by the way, total failure since Hard Rock closed.
Complete failure.
That was Gil and I met there. That's how we know each other.
Yep.
So, I don't know even if that, you know, we need another sports book in there, but I'm sure they took Mickey Mouse limits too.
And we knew it was going to be a failure from the day they had their quote unquote opening.
Right.
It fell flat. And the other thing we didn't know is, again, and that's why Meltzer was so great on the podcast, I live right across the street from the Paris Hotel. I had no idea they had a new sports book.
Oh, wasn't that
done
great?
There. Yeah, we didn't know
I didn't know either. That's John Avello's old sports book there. And I didn't realize it was all done over and it's nice now.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Take a peek at it. Maybe it's a nice place. We'll come back more. Crackman, Bill Krakenberger, unscripted exclusively right here on A Numbers Game at VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
Are you the kind of player who wants to drop $10,000 or more on an NFL line at the best price in the market? Or maybe you're looking for instant acceptance on your in-game bets? You need Sporttrade, the app that's revolutionizing sports betting. With -104 lines instead of the standard -110, instant in-game betting, and a dedicated concierge player service, Sporttrade delivers a premium betting experience like no other. Now live in New Jersey, Colorado, Iowa, Arizona, and Virginia. Download Sporttrade today. Use code VSIN to earn 10% cash back on every wager during your first week. Terms apply. Got to be 21 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Best listeners in the game. Ryan Hyatt back. He says, listening to Bill on with Gil, Kelly as well, each Thursday is like sitting in a booth somewhere in Jersey, listening in on the smart guys in the booth next to you. I'll finish my breakfast slowly and see what I learn. Thanks for the fun. Thank you for that very nice tweet, Ryan Hyatt. Hoops by Hoots. Colin Jones is the Blackjack Apprenticeship learning tools guy that you were referring to.
Great guy.
Ice Cold Gambler. Thanks for the pod, Bill. Recommended cut. I'll be eating there on Saturday night. Empty out my pockets. Thanks for the 6-7 words crack on the podcast. Cut is good. Yes, cut is very good. That's the Venetian, just outside the Venetian. But it is a bust out joint.
Most expensive in town.
Todd Bubba Horowitz. The flight to Vegas, the loudest, happiest flight with excitement. The flight home, quiet with depressed people. Crack, you got 8 words yesterday. You guys are great. Love the show. Thank you, Todd.
Awesome.
Charlie D, USA number one, Crackman Thursdays, just with an exclamation point. Jason H11, last year I went to Echo and Rig in Tivoli Village. Excellent food, great atmosphere, and a third the price of the strip steakhouse's. Great bourbon selection. Terry Elkins, no mention of Ellis Island, best value for the dollar. We actually did mention Ellis Island on the podcast yesterday, much to some of our surprise. Pat Montefort, to this day, bookmaker still has the best odds. Well, that depends. Pat Montefort also says the old home away from home, the Hard Rock on Paradise, was indeed paradise.
Yeah, oh,
don't get me started, man.
Party's over.
Party is way
They may be
over.
Going back, though, because now Mohegan Sun's out of there in March.
Yeah.
So I know my buddy there was a big player development guy. He said, listen, Mohegan Sun's out of here in March. Maybe we could start doing. They used to give me a good deal. He used to go in, you know, he used to buy my business.
But the Hard Rock, just for clarification's sake, is going to be where the Mirage used to be.
That's right.
And again, that big iconic guitar might be the most might be the most iconic thing on the strip 5 years from now.
Yep.
Chris of St. Bart's, lounge talk off Cook's passing.
Cookie jar.
Oh, right. Lounge talk of Cookie's passing last week. Remember the sun spots at the Omaha Lounge at the Plaza in the 90s?
Wow,
Vegas never
me.
The same now.
I've never been there.
Wow.
Damn. Thank you, Chris.
Always appreciate the feedback. I was mentioning off air, too, about how I know they were listening, the offshore folks, is because when I was on Tennis Heater in 2021, like a really big hard court heater,
right?
When I would give the picks on air and I would go to my account, they would pull them down briefly before putting them back up.
Oh, wow.
So that's how I knew that. Yeah.
You know, I have to be real blunt. I don't like that sports books pull the lines down. If something's being bet that's hot, you just pull the lines down and, let me just wait until the line settles back down.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, when we had Raz, that was just me and Moan in time, but like, let's take a big one like Right Angle Sports or Dr. Bob. When Right Angle Sports would come on this show and they would release, it was fascinating to see how some books did that and some books did not.
Yeah.
Right? Some books would just move with the money that they were getting, right? Because people would tail those picks, in other words. But then some, like you're alluding to, would just take them down.
This is me off.
And then they would repost them at a brand new
after the line's ironed out.
That's
close your door.
That's
don't even take bets then.
Yeah.
Sell popcorn. David Payne Purdom put out a tweet. Nevada sportsbooks lost a net $2.1 million on football in December. It's the first month during the NFL's regular season that the books have suffered a net loss on football since November of 2012. Overall, the state sportsbooks won a net $15 million in December, a 75% year-over-year decrease for the month. Reading David's tweet from this morning, they lost money, parlays and everything. That's how many favorites won.
Yeah, we know that because remember all the no one got knocked out of Survivor. Remember, just like they kept going on,
right? Yeah,
and
a lot
of those were covers as well.
Richard Schutz, who was a giant executive back then, real good guy, good follow. Back in the day, we had losing periods. I was always somewhat cool with it because there was worse situations than having someone with money in their pocket feeling smart and lucky. We played a long-term game. Richard, we miss you in the industry. We miss that kind of mentality. These guys with the fancy degrees upstairs that know nothing about gambling, in the purchase of the decision-making that don't know what's going on, the pulse of the casino floor, as I always say. Great, great tweet. And both of you guys, excellent.
Yeah, it's as we have, as you and I have talked about many times, when we sat here, you and I, when PASPA was ruled unconstitutional in May of 2018, we couldn't have possibly imagined. We could have guessed, right? Maybe we were going to be right or maybe we'd be wrong. I would think we would have been wrong about just how this has gone since. And one of the big things that I was talking about, and I alluded to it a little earlier, is the profiling part of it, right? Because that's hand in hand with what you were just talking about, which is these books that are now beholden to stockholders, right? These public companies are so beholden to their stock price that the very first sign, again, if someone comes in for the first week and they get lucky on some, you know, 8-team NFL parlay, those books who do not have a background, like the offshore people know exactly how to profile people, but these books who are beholden to their stock, prices to their shareholders, they will immediately, we got to ban that guy. He's great. No, he just got lucky. Right. And so that's the biggest single, I think, disconnect in all of it. But we understand where it's coming from, right? Because that's all they care about is, Oh, wait, you're betting again, the NBA draft thing. Oh, you're trying to bet 50 to 1 on some NBA draft. Oh, let's change that to 25 to 1 before we take your bet. Like, dude, it's going to lose.
Right.
What are you doing?
Right.
You can't do this, but they're too big to care.
Let's talk some NFL. Let's talk this final game. We're at the end of the season already. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to miss the NFL.
Yes,
I'm going to miss the NFL.
Me
I really am. I love talking about it every week. I have to tell you, so Sunday night games, the two games get over, and I'm listening to a podcast that night, which I normally don't listen to too many podcasts that I can't learn from. And this, to my point, these idiots on CBS, they had a podcast at the end of the night saying, oh, my God, it's big names, too. This is not the game America wanted. This is not, we don't want to see Kansas City again. I couldn't believe we're talking like this. I get it. Kansas City's there again. I get it. Buffalo's a very good team, very likable team. I like Josh Allen. I like Buffalo. They had their chance. Like, so it's like, but they were just so like, I cannot believe, that these, again, we get Kansas City. This is not what America wanted. What's he talking about? What do you want the Texans in? Who do you want it? Like, these are the two best teams playing each other, so-called best teams. I understand that there was some, and, everyone
complained. Tell me you don't bet without telling me you don't bet.
Yeah. No, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I know there was penalties that were maybe not called right, and there was things that I understand. And, but there was also penalties the other way. It was a face mask. There was also penalties. They missed the. How about the inbounds at the end of the game when there was they said, oh, he went out of bounds. Like, they gave Buffalo more time. Like, there was things both ways. Like, I just can't believe that. I heard it all on many shows this week.
Mainstream, yeah.
But how about this? If the referees are calling bad games and you think the games are fixed, I hate even saying that word. You think that just. Bet on Kansas City.
Yeah,
just
it's so
make
fixed.
The bets.
That's
you,
right.
Are you looking to complain so bad
That's
that
right.
you want to be a victim in a broken down valise case that you're looking to you know what I mean? I mean,
valise case.
No,
like
I mean,
it.
What are you doing here? I mean, even during the game though, some of the announcers are so bad. I can't believe these big names. I think it was Tony Romo.
Oh man, are you kidding me?
Someone said there was a penalty. It might have been Nance. I don't know. And whoever it was, they said there was a penalty when there wasn't at the biggest time in the game.
Well,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Fourth down or whatever. Like,
yeah,
penalty.
On Mondays.
There was not even a penalty.
On Mondays, we do guessing lines. And much of that is like, not much of it, but part of it is busting on announcers. And what you're referring to is, again, I said, somebody was in Nance's ear, Jim Nance's ear.
Oh, it was Nance, right? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, someone was in his ear saying there's a flag. This is on the big fourth and five play, which really was the deciding play of the game.
Oh, God.
And so Nance had to go with it. There's a flag. They actually put the graphic up on the screen. Someone on Twitter told me that, to be fair, on the radio broadcast, they thought there was a flag on the ground, too,
really?
Which I didn't, I don't think,
I shouldn't
I don't
blame Nance. You're right. Someone's in his ear.
Yeah. So
Holt's neck native.
But you're right. And then the Romo thing. I mean, Romo was on the fourth and five. He's like, I think we should go for it. I think they should go for it.
He said the words, big decision time coming up.
That's right.
Did this guy get like $17 million a year? Wasn't he like one of the best announcers, they say? He's so good.
He was great when he started.
Did you lose your common sense?
He was great when it started.
It was big decision time. Oh, wow. Yeah. Another genius.
But your point before about how like there is a narrative. People, it's not the matchup they want to see. Listen, I'm a lifelong Washington fan. If there's anybody who, quote unquote, wanted to see something else, it would be a Washington fan. But I have no time for that kind of narrative. Philly won fair and square. Sorry, Bills fans, but Kansas City, to me, won fair and square as well. This is the matchup. I know it's the second time in 3 years.
Networks want
it. These are the two teams that deserve to be there.
I think networks want it. Like, according to these big names, I think the networks want this big game.
And I don't understand the Chiefs fatigue thing either. They're great. They're historically great. Let's revel in it while it's happening. You'll miss it one day. More with the Crack Man. On the other side, it's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger, as is the case each and every Thursday, unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger. At Bill Krakman with a K, Wise Cracks the name of his podcast. Let me just read a few more tweets. We get tweets at Beating the Book. G Slice 7. Many thanks, Gil, for your efforts. This is your 14th annual Las Vegas lifestyle show. I moved to Vegas 15 years ago, pre-legalization period, Early podcasts felt like being part of a cool underground revolution, and I'll never forget it. I'm sure you remember the characters and the times. Ace, Vegas Runner, Marco D'Angelo. We used to have a great time doing that podcast. Was awesome. I think we did it together for 8 years, I want to say, the three of us. Scott C., thank you so much, by the way, G-Slice. That was very nice of you, that tweet. Scott C., when a book takes a number down, aren't they missing out on a chance to create two-way action? Doesn't it behoove the bookmaker to move the line to get action on the quote-unquote wrong side? Chance Copperpot. Bill, you echo what I've thought for many moons. If it's so rigged, why are you not betting the rigged side? They can never answer that question.
My man.
That's right, because it checkmates them. Yeah. You have a bet here that you wanted to share. Yeah, Super Bowl 59.
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to put it up with the...
Oh, we're going to do it with the best bets?
Yeah.
You guys want to do G-Bank best bets yet? No?
G-Bank. Yes? Great credit card.
G-Bank, the official bank of Visa with your best bets of the day. Look, crack, you're producing. You're like producing the show at this point. You're like, no, Gil, why don't you do this first?
Sorry.
Again, no, it's great. My bets again here, Chiefs over the Eagles in Super Bowl 59. I bet it immediately on Sunday night. Now, maybe I'll get the worst of it, but it was an impulse bet for me. We have two tennis matches that we gave out at the beginning of the show. We won on Jesper DeYoung, again, for VSiN subscribers at VSiN.com/picks. It pays to be a subscriber. We hit a plus 146 dog in straight sets earlier this morning. Mattia Bellucci just gacked the first set, though, against Alexander Kovacevic. So hopefully we can get back in that match. And then Nicolas Basilashvili as a dog against Artur Rinderknecht a little later on. Those are my plays. Kelly Bidelon, does he have any plays? Yes, he does. He's on the these are his two Super Bowl 59 props. He's on Kareem Hunt again, over 42.5 rushing yards. Isaiah Pacheco, longest rush under 8.5 yards. By the way, I want to go back again to the other Super Bowl plays I have. First bet for the first song of the halftime show again tomorrow with Kendrick Lamar. I had one sort of safe play and one sort of long shot play. I want to include those again. Not Like Us at 2-1 was my safe play. Swimming Pools Drank was my long shot play at 7-1. And then on the national anthem, in case you missed it earlier this morning, I am on the under 205 seconds. John Batiste on the length of the national anthem, first word to last word. Zach Cohen came on the show today. He's on the Jazz plus the points in the NBA. He's always given us a bad team to back. That's kind of been his thing lately. Jazz plus 7.5. And then he's got a couple Dallas Goedert props. Over 47.5 receiving yards for the Eagles. Dallas Goedert 8-1 to lead the game in receiving yards from Zach a little later earlier on the show. And then crack, here we go. Shortest touchdown under 1.5 yards, -165.
We'll get I found 155 yesterday, but
okay.
I see BetMGM 175. But now a lot of these don't come up yet.
Before you jump into that, let me just pay it off here for a second. G Bank, the official bank of VSiN. Best bets always brought to you by G Bank. If you're serious about sports betting, you need the G Bank Visa signature card. Most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances. Even when you put your own money on the card, G Bank treats gaming transactions as purchases. So you're typically saving up to 3-5% on cash advance fees right there. Right now, for a limited time, you'll receive a $250 bonus after you spend $1,000 in the first 90 days. Apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Yes, sir.
Listen,
sorry.
I'm a walking, talking ad for that GBank card.
Yes,
I mean, how can you not have 2% back? Plus, you get $250 mm-hmm. up front. I'm all about positive EV.
There you go.
Anyway, so going to...
under 1.5 yard touchdown.
Well, not a lot of the sports books have them up yet, too. And you have to understand, tonight is the night at Westgate that they come up with the lottery line, which, by the way, over the years has shrunk. Used to be 100 people in line. Last year, there was 16, 17 of us, I think, last year, lined up to get the props. You know, you can only line up. You get, I don't even remember if it's two or three. I think you get three bets. And then you have to go back to the line and do it again. But last night, I was at the South Point having dinner. Big surprise. And I was shocked that they had so many different lines up, so many different prop lines.
Yes.
As you can see here, first round of props. I even put one on Twitter yesterday, which, you know, it. I'm not going to, unless you find it, I don't know if you're going to find this particular line, but I only put one ticket on Twitter. I bet almost 20,000 last night over there. So
shout out to my mishpucha, Chrissy Andrews.
Yeah.
Vinny Maliulo and Jimmy Vaccaro.
Yeah, how many different Eagles will have a rush attempt? They had four, which I didn't see any fours. I've seen 3.5s at a lot of books, 3.5 over. But I went under 4 minus $1.10. I went under 4 minus $1.25. And I went under 4 again minus $1.40 for max bets. I know that, listen, they have a real fair chance to beat me. I wasn't stealing. They had 6 last game. But I think this situation here, the 4 was a real good number. So I'm interested to see if anyone else puts up
that. That was a numbers play for you.
It was a numbers play.
Yeah.
It was a numbers play. I also bet some other things like punts. You know, they had 7.5 on punts. I bet it a few times, under punts. But I can't lay a dollar more than $1.80. But, under 7.5 punts, minus $1.50, minus $1.65 it was. And then I played minus $1.80, too. So I'm just giving a couple out in case any other books put them up there.
7.5.
Seven and a half punts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
South Point had them up. Yeah. I was shocked to see. For some reason, my brain wasn't working. I went to dinner. Someone texted me, South Point has a lot of different props up. And I was like, wait, no one has props up yet. Only Westgate puts them up, and then everyone starts putting them up.
Well, remember,
that's not the way it works.
That's how it used to be.
I was wrong.
Yes.
No, I was wrong. Like I don't, like right now, do they have props behind us? I don't, I would say no.
Well, remember, so the Westgate is known for this, right? The Westgate is the
meeting.
They were sort of the shop that you could always count on. They would set it up on a Tuesday night or a Thursday night, whatever it was at this time. And the process that you just described, you can make 3 bets, so you got to go to the back of the line, you have a limit, that kind of thing. But I don't know. It's like even in the VSiN era, if I can call it that, since about 2017, 2018, remember that the Westgate was still locked into whatever night they were going to do it. And then it would be word of mouth, right? Oh, William Hill just opened it. And you would drive to William Hill. This was like pre-apps. So you would drive to a William Hill shop, and then you would hear, wait a minute, I think the South Point is about to open it, and William Hill doesn't have it open. You drive there. Like, there was a couple years in there where you had to do all that, and the Westgate wasn't necessarily the first one. But shout out, to Chrissy, Vinny, and Jimmy over at the South Point for doing that.
I got to tell you.
Taking a stand.
So I seen Jimmy the other day. I was recording in the sports book. You know, this is the calm before the storm. I seen Jimmy. I said, let me ask something I've never asked him. I said, Jim, I've known you 30-some years. How about a winner? I have a winner for you. Go to church.
Is that what he said to you?
He said, go to church. Views. Go to church.
Oh.
Make sure you go to church. That's the winner I'm going to give you.
Jimmy Vaccaro, the wisdom of 73 years, or however old Jimmy is now, I believe.
You're being very nice.
Am I being nice?
Yes.
Oh, he's
not going to go there.
Oh, because he's the older brother. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, I just went to Circa.
Yeah.
And they have Yes No, which I love. Thank you, Circa, for putting these up. The Yes No props. This sounds so easy. Here's the first one. It sounds too easy. Mahomes or Hurts to win the MVP. Either quarterback. What should it be? Guessing lines.
Let's see. Mahomes is plus 120. Hurts is plus 350.
Now you get both.
And you get both of them. What's the number?
Minus 190.
That's too high. A little bit too high.
Everyone's going to say, they're definitely going to win the MVP. They're one of those two quarterbacks, definitely. There's no way I'm laying $1.90. You hit it on the head.
Yeah.
The public's going to lay $1.90.
Yeah.
So it looks so easy. I would more look to take the $1.65 on the no. Mahomes or Barkley to win the MVP, minus 2.25. I can't lay these kind of numbers. I just can't. Like someone said before, someone said something about some alternative ones on some of the receivers. Well, listen, if you get good enough odds, you could take a little peanut on one of them, a flyer. But I just think that this MVP market, that's passed. Everyone knows about it now. It's usually the quarterback. Used to get great odds on the quarterbacks. I think it's passed now. But let me just tell you, some of the no's are definitely the better prices because people can't lay 50,000 to one on Pacheco, 120 to one on Worthy. But boy, I'll tell you what, if you have a bankroll, the no's are definitely worth the bets. Even like to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. How many touchdowns? It's only going to be supposed to be 6 touchdowns scored. I mean, the no is the and some people score 2 touchdowns. The no is the way to go. But everyone loves to bet the yes because they love the plus money.
Our human brains are wired for positivity. And so people like to bet overs. They like to bet yeses. You know how the common brain is. But that's if you're doing that, if your instinct is to do many of those, you're probably not doing it right, to your point. Yeah.
So next week, we're here, of course, right?
Next week,
I'll have
here.
More of these things, more of the nose. But it's going to be the nose on a lot of things.
Okay.
I have purposely left a large amount of money in my app for the no on a lot of these things.
For a no onslaught from Billy.
Yeah.
Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Crackman with a K again, Wise Cracks, the name of his podcast with John Orlando. Thanks for listening. We've done all we can do. Stormy Bonnetoni next with Money Moves right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.